Jesus grew to be a man. He taught people the ways of God. He did many miracles to show that he came from God. But evil men would not believe him. They killed Jesus by nailing him to a wooden cross. A soldier pierced his side with a spear. He was really dead. Friends, God told Adam that he would die if he ate the fruit of the tree. We have all disobeyed God, and we deserve everlasting death too. But Jesus died to take our punishment. Remember how God provided a sheep for Abraham to kill instead of Isaac? God also gave his only son to die instead of us. Remember how God said to Adam that he would send someone to defeat Satan? Satan was defeated when Jesus died for us. Now, Satan's power to cause us everlasting death is finished. The dead body of Jesus was put in a grave, but on the third day he came alive again. He appeared to his friends, but one of them, called Thomas, was not there. Later they said to Thomas, "We have seen the Lord," but he would not believe them. Then Jesus appeared to them all again. He showed Thomas the nail marks in his hands and the spear wound in his side. Jesus said to Thomas, "Stop doubting and believe. How happy are those who believe without seeing me." Friends, let us not be like Thomas who doubted God. Let us be like Abraham, who believed God's promises. It is by having faith in Jesus that we can know God and receive everlasting life with him.